Dennis Isbister goes fishing for payara in Colombia. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
They got big teeth on them and two giant fangs in the front that actually fit inside their, like, what would be their nasal cavity. And they are a bright, like, silver-white fish, and they love fast water in the rivers. And we chased them in Colombia, where it went into a little town called La Macarena. And the only way you could get there is by boat or by air. When we went there a few years back, it was still dangerous to go by boat. It's one of the last strongholds of the FARC in Colombia. And it was safe where we were. So we fly into this little town, and they take these old DC-10s in. And I literally flew with chickens. It's always a joke about flying in the middle of nowhere, but we actually flew with chickens. Showed up. A donkey and an old carriage came and got our luggage off the plane, and we stayed in this town for about 5 days, and we get in a boat, and we go way up these rapids, and a certain spot, there was a push of water coming through a gorge of rocks, just a solid rock gorge. It was 300-400 feet above you, rushing through, and you could just hear these bait fish. It sounded like a plane taking off almost, and these bait fish are getting pushed up against the rocks by these vampire fish, these big payara, just blowing them up, and you just work your way up this big mile and a half stretch of rapids, and float down it and just chuck top water and plugs, and they would just destroy everything in sight and cut lots of big vampire fish.
The FARC group he mentioned is a revolutionary armed force of Colombia. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.